Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great love that has carried me 65 years today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for nearly 40 years ago calling me out of darkness into your marvelous light, and thank you for the privilege of receiving from you, being motivated from you, having received a new heart. Translated into a new kingdom and into a wonderful love relationship that just grows better and more beautiful every day. Appreciate you, Father God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Appreciate you, brothers and sisters out there. Thank you, Lord, for watching over us and doing a wonderful work in our lives, because we are your workmanship for good works laid out there for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Psalm 145, verse 1 to 3 from the TPT translation. King David's poetic song of praise. My heart explodes with praise to you. Now and forever my heart bows in worship to you, my King and my God. Every day I will lift up my praise to your name, with praises that will last throughout eternity. Lord, you are great and worthy of the highest praise. For there is no end to the discovery of the greatness that surrounds you.
Hallelujah. Just so beautiful. Yeah, you know, it starts off this beautiful song of praise from King David. He says, my heart explodes with praise to you. And that is the come from experience of, you know, at one time our heart was in the hands of the devil and he was moving in us. Darken our heart, he darkened our mind, and then our attitudes and our actions were also then done in darkness. But praise God, there came a time when we lifted up our hands and said, Lord, I need a new life. I need a new way. I need truth, not lies. And we got born again. And the Bible says so beautifully, he takes us out of the kingdom of darkness and he puts us into the kingdom of his love, and he takes out a heart of stone and he gives us a heart of flesh, and where he can then lead us, our hearts in his hand like a river, he directs us. And that's a beauty. That's what in Romans chapter 2, the last two verses there, he says the true Jew is circumcised in his heart and his praise is from God. And so God has started a wonderful work in our lives from that day, and so we draw close to him every day, because his thoughts towards us is as numerous and as big and so plentiful as the sand on the sea and the stars in the sky. And that's what it's all about. We've been circumcised in our heart to praise the living God, and that's why Peter tells us so beautifully, we're now citizens of the heaven, new creations. We are the part of this kingdom, new kingdom, the kingdom of God that stands forever. And so we are partaking of the goodness of that kingdom, and our portion, our name written in heaven, which is our portion in this kingdom, to experience him and bring his praises, bring his goodness on earth as it is in heaven. So that's what it's all about, guys. It's about now that we have been restored, we are redeemed, we were deemed to walk with God, to be obedient to him, and rule and reign together with him. And this is the reality that we are walking day by day. And so in his light do we see light, and that's what we rejoice in. Amen. Be blessed today and every day as you look above your situations, above the trials, above the testings, because we've got a great God. We've restored to our heavenly family, and they are there to help us in every way. We'll never be tested beyond what we can handle, and they're there to show us a way. So thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for calling us back into the perfection so that we can have perfect, beautiful, wonderful thoughts, attitudes and actions this day and every day, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.